The reason God wants you to ask for stuff in prayer is that's the only way you're gonna learn how to trust him. It's like with a parent and a child. How's a child learn to trust a parent? The child has a need. Then the child expresses the need, usually through crying. The parent hears the need. The parent meets the need. The child trusts the parent.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray for Healing and Restoration.
Humility is a big deal to God. It's a lot bigger deal than you realize. Humility is not false. I'm nothing, I'm zero. You can be confident and humble at the same time. You're just not focused on you. But God loves humble people. Let me give you five things God will do in your life if you'll work on this. Write these down. If I'm humble, God will guide me. If I'm humble, God will guide me. You ever going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what step I should take. I don't know whether I should get in or get out. I don't know whether I should hold on or let go. When you don't know which way to turn and you're confused, get humble. If I'm humble, God will guide me. Psalm 25:9, God leads the humble in the right way and he teaches them his will. You want to know God's will? God's will is not given to prideful people, arrogant people, self-sufficient people. The humbler you are, the more God will guide you, the fewer mistakes you'll make in life. That's a benefit. Let me give you a second benefit. If I'm humble, God will not only guide me, he'll bless me. He's promised this all through Scripture. I just gave you one verse right there, Isaiah 66:2. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts. God doesn't bless ego trippers. God doesn't bless prideful people. God doesn't bless people who are, secretly think they're better than everybody else. No, he says, I'll bless those who have humble and contrite hearts. Number three, if I'm humble, God will give me the power to change. If I'm humble, God will give me the power to change. You know what the power to change is? It's one word, it's called grace. Grace is the power to change. You need grace to make changes in your life. And there's stuff in your life you'd like to change, but you can't. You've tried. You won't. The only way you're going to get it changed is with the grace of God. Where, how do you get the grace of God in your life, the power you need for change? Well, he says, James 4:6, God opposes the proud, but God gives grace to the humble. The more humble you are, the more grace God gives you. The more proudful you are, the more on the opposite side you are. And you're going to lose that battle because your arms are too short to box with God. God opposes the proud. Every time I'm prideful, I'm on the opposite side of God. I don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. But every time I'm humble, God gives me the grace that I need. And what's that? It's the power to change. He says, I'll guide you, I'll bless you, I'll give you grace. Number four, if I'm humble, God says, I will relieve your stress. When I am humble, my stress goes down. When I'm prideful, my stress goes up. It's true. Jesus says in Matthew 11:29, take the yoke that I give you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and I'm humble. See, Jesus is humble. And he says, and I will restore the deep rest for your soul. The deep rest for your soul. Wouldn't you like that? The deep rest for your soul. How do you get deep rest for your soul when you're thinking, I'm all dried up. I got nothing to give. I've got nothing left in me. The faucet, I'm tapped out. It's gone. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm ready to throw in the towel. All those expressions. How do you get the deep rest you need? Humility. Look at that. Take my yoke. Learn from me because I'm humble. And he says, if you learn from me, he said, then it will restore deep rest into your soul. So humility begins with admitting, I'm not in control. God, you're God, and I'm not. Because that's exactly what humility is. But write this down. The second key is ask God for help. If you need something in your life restored, if you need something in your life healed, first, admit I'm not in control, humble myself. I can't do it on my own. And second, I ask God for help. How do you do that? If my people will pray. If my people will pray. I ask God for help. And when I ask God for help, I realize I'm not waiting on God. He's been waiting on me. You know, whatever you've wanted restored in your life, have you been praying about it? Have you been asking God for that kind of help? He says, I'll give it to you. And he says, I'll give you the kind of help that you need. Now, the truth is, for many people, healing, asking God for healing, God, I need healing in my body. I need healing in my mind. I need healing in my marriage. Healing is a scary thing to a lot of people. So how do you do it? How do you pray for healing? Let me just give you a couple tips. Would you write these down? Let me give you 4 or 5 tips right here on how do I say, Lord, I need you. How do I say that? Well, you're first going to need some confidence to do this. So look at this verse. John chapter 16, Jesus says this in verse 23 and 24. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. My Father will give you anything you ask. My Father will give you anything you ask for in my name. Now, until now, Jesus says, you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask. I want you to ask. You know, over 20 times in the New Testament, you are commanded by God to ask in prayer.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray. But sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, over 20 times in the New Testament, you are commanded by God to ask in prayer. He says it over, ask and you'll be given, seek and you'll find, ask anything, ask everything, ask and you'll receive so that your joy will be the fullest joy possible. Now, that verse gives us the first two tips in how to pray for healing. I hope you're writing this down. Okay, here's the first thing you do when you want to pray for healing. First thing is, remember, Jesus wants me to ask. That'll give you confidence. Whatever you've got going on in your life, I don't know if I should pray for this. Jesus says ask. And look what he says there. He says, ask anything. Ask anything in my name. He says, remember that I want you to ask. It's his idea. Have you ever thought about this? We've been talking about prayer for over a month now. Why does God want you to ask for stuff in prayer? Why does he do that? The reason God wants you to ask for stuff in prayer is that's the only way you're going to learn how to trust him. It's like with a parent and a child. How's a child learn to trust a parent? The child has a need. Then the child expresses the need, usually through crying. The parent hears the need. The parent meets the need. The child trusts the parent. And that's done thousands and thousands of times growing up. That's how a child learns to trust a parent. I have a need. I admit a need. I express the need. Parent hears the need. Parent meets the need. Trust. Repeat again. The same is true with your Heavenly Father. If you're not asking God for anything, you're not learning how to trust him. If you're not asking God for anything, if you're not saying, Lord, I need you, I need this, you're not asking him, you're not trusting him. So in this verse, he says first, Jesus wants me to ask. And second thing, here's the second tip, ask in Jesus' name. He says, ask in my name. In other words, on the basis of what Jesus paid for on the cross. Jesus paid for everything you need on the cross. It's like if you were to walk into a fancy restaurant and you'd had no way of getting in there and you didn't know anybody, but you knew the owner, and the owner said, just flash my name when you walk in. He said, I come in the name of Bob. Oh, come right in. I come in the name of Bob. There's some places you could use my name, it'll get you in. There's some places you use my name, you get kicked out. But when you come in the name of Jesus to the Father, you got instant access. So I realized Jesus wants me to ask, and I realized, so I don't need to be reticent or hesitant to pray for healing of my body or anything else. He says, I want you to ask. Ask anything in my name. Now, I know what somebody's saying. You got an objection. Excuse me, Rick. I don't get everything I pray for. What's wrong with this verse? All right, let's just take it one step at a time. First, you say, I don't get everything I pray for. What's up? Okay, look closely at that verse right now. Do you see the word everything in that verse? No, you see the word anything. Not that what that verse says is you can ask for anything. It doesn't say I'll give you everything. Big difference between anything and everything. Does that make sense? Jesus says, I don't want you worrying about, is this okay to pray for or not? He says, you can pray for anything. I'll figure out whether it's legit or not. So if you trust God, you say, God, you told me to pray for anything. Okay, here's what I'm gonna pray for this. God will figure out whether that's best for you at this time. It's part of his plan for this time. He doesn't say, I'll give you everything. He says, you can ask anything. Well, I'll figure out which of these are legit, which of these should be done right now or not. So go ahead and ask. He says he'll sort it out in his plan. And the next verse there on your outline gives us two more tips. James 5, he says, is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. We were doing that earlier. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he sinned, he'll be forgiven. All right, now, here's a third tip about how to pray for healing based on that verse. Write this down. I'm sorry, I didn't give you a lot of room this week. Third tip in praying for healing, get other people to pray with you. That's important. Now, it doesn't have to be elders. Here it's using elders. But anybody in our church could pray for you. Any believer could pray for you for your healing. Now, and by the way, well, you know, we covered this when we covered He anoints my head with oil, but there's no healing power in oil, but it is a beautiful symbol of the Holy Spirit. And so it's fine. If you want to anoint someone with the oil, anoint them with oil. It's a symbol of God's presence and Spirit. There's nothing magical about it. You don't have to have an elder. Just get somebody to be with you and pray with you. I don't know where you need restoration. I don't know where you need healing, but this is the time to take advantage of somebody praying for you and anointing you with oil. Well, you say, do you have to have a pastor? No. Do I have to have like 10 people? No, you could do it with one. Look at this verse up here on the screen. Jesus said, I tell you, if just two of you on earth agree together about anything, there's that word again, anything you ask for, it doesn't say everything, it says anything you want to ask for, agree on it, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. He says, oh, you only need two. You don't have to have like 50 people praying for you. Fine, get 50 people praying for you. He says you could have two people, just one other person. Now, in that verse that we just read where in James where he says, and the prayer of faith will make the sick person well, that's the fourth tip, believe and expect an answer. If you want to pray for healing for somebody, this is how you do it. Remember, Jesus wants me to ask. Ask in Jesus' name. Get other people to pray with you and believe and expect an answer. He says the prayer of faith, offered in faith, will make the sick person well. And then there's one other tip, and it's in this next verse, Ephesians 5:16 or 5:18. It says there, pray in the Spirit at all times, with all kinds of prayer, asking for all that you need. To do this, you must always be ready, never give up, always pray for all God's people. Are you seeing all the alls in this verse? All the all, you might circle them all the alls and all the always. Pray all the time, all kinds of prayer for all you need, always be ready, always pray for all God's people. Circle the alls and the always. That's tenacity. That's the fifth key to praying for someone's healing. Keep on praying till God tells you to stop. You don't like pray one time and then say, well, forget that. You just keep praying and you keep praying and keep praying because God's timing is perfect. You don't know when it is. Sometimes God does a restoration instantly. Sometimes he does it in an hour or a day or a week. Sometimes he takes years. God is responsible for the answer. We're responsible to ask. All right? So if you need healing in every area of your life, you need restoration. First, I admit I'm not in control, and I evidence my humility in all those different ways we talked about. And then I ask God for help, and I'm not worried about it. I'm bold because Jesus tells me to ask. And I just say, Lord, I need you. Then we come to the third premise for the promise. If my people will humble themselves and pray, and number three, seek my face. Write this down. Third key, seek God, not a miracle. I seek God. I seek God's face, not a miracle. It's okay to want a miracle. That's fine. It's okay to want healing and restoration. But that's not what you seek. If my people will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, not seek a miracle, not seek a sign, not seek healing, not seek prosperity, not seek a thousand other gifts of God. Stop seeking the gift and just go, God, I want you. I want you. I want to know you. And when you seek God, you get everything else. But God is not a vending machine. And there are unfortunately many millions of Christians today who spend all their time seeking what God has to give them and nothing in seeking God himself. If my people will seek my face, seek him, not merely the blessing. If my people will seek my face, Lord, whether I get the answer that I want or not, I want to know you. And as I come to you, if I don't get what I think is best for me, I'm going to be satisfied with what you think is best for me. And out of this whole ordeal, coming out of my pain in the divorce, coming out of my pain in the loss of a child, coming out of the being laid off or whatever, I'm seeking you. Not the blessing, not the miracle. I'm seeking you. I want to know you, God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident, sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.